Welcome back. And I mean, welcome, welcome, welcome back. Because it's been far too long since we've been here to Goalie Heaven, or as you know it through the podcast, The Hockey Shop, Source for Sports in Surrey. We are back in the basement where it is wall-to-wall goaltending. I take a bit of a break. COVID. You guys have been running steady, though, for a long time here. Welcome back, Cam Matwiv, to the In-Goal Radio podcast. We are so happy to be back here. So happy to be talking gear again with you and have you on the podcast. Update us on what's been going on. Obviously, social distancing. We had to take a little bit of a break, but we're back. So I've been busy. How's it been going here for the past few months? It's been a while. It's been like 6 months. I miss you, buddy.
It's been too long. And without getting too gushy on you, you know, I missed your face too, even though it is a radio face, but it's here.
Face for radio. Face for radio. We're starting with a shot already. Nice. It's right back where we left off.
Well, it was great that you also even pronounced my last name right, which is fantastic. It's been long enough, but you still got the pronunciation.
I missed you enough to not butcher your last name. That says something right there.
See how excited we are? We're happy to be here. Happy to be here. So yeah, things have been busy. The shop's been, picking back up again, which is fantastic. We've seen that push back to hockey. We're set up in here quite well for distancing purposes. We're limiting the amount of people in the shop at one time just to keep people apart. So it's still that same great service you guys come to expect, but sometimes it's from behind a mask.
Now, the one thing that you guys continue pretty much throughout was online ordering. And I thought that that's one thing where even there are still going to be people out there that are listening to this that aren't comfortable. Or let's be honest, we've got a lot of people across the country that have reached out and purchased stuff through you after hearing about it on the podcast. How is that expertise that you guys have established in terms of being able to listen to a goalie over the phone, maybe look at a picture over an email and be able to set them up with what they need? How has that paid off during the course of this?
First of all, huge shout out to everyone that has mentioned us when they call in and mentioned that you heard about us on the podcast. It's fantastic to hear that feedback from you. And thank you all. It's helped us definitely move forward, especially when we were closed there. But that all said, Yeah. I mean, our mail order business has been fantastic right now. And, you know, we're definitely here at all times through email, through the website, or on the phone number, which I'll give my beautiful radio voice later for.
Okay. So Hockey Shop, Source Sports, Surrey, if you're here in Vancouver, anywhere in the Lower Mainland, and as we've said before, we've had people drive up from Seattle to come here quite often. Obviously, you can't cross the border just yet, but if you're from as far away as Calgary, we have people come make the trip, or when they're in town on business, they come and see Cam down here at the Hockey Shop to get the best service, the best opinions, get set up with the gear that's going to fit your game and make you a better goaltender. It's been a bit of a weird time in that a lot of the product we're going to go over, like we have so much to go over. We're going to start today with the CCM Access line. We're going to move through probably over to the Ultrasonic line next week. These are products that we've done some reviews on at InGoalMag.com, but all I wanted to talk to you about was the feedback you're hearing from customers and people and your testers and the guys that work with you here in the shop that are out playing the position. It's kind of a weird year in that these are normally products that would launch in April, and here we are in mid-September just getting ready for hockey. And for a lot of people, they're seeing them for the first time. Has education been a big part of working with people as they come back in the store for the first time after months away?
Yeah, it definitely has been. I mean, you know, if we're going to kind of narrow our focus onto kind of one thing right now, you know, like, hey, let's bring up like the CCM Access pad in particular. We've definitely had a lot of interest and a lot of questions coming out. It's a little bit harder because giving personal feedback on something when even myself has been off the ice for close to 6 months has been quite hard. That said, for me, it's been a lot of time to do my own homework and dive into the actual specifications of the pad a little bit more, the build, and, you know, why, for example, the CCM Access might be right for you.
So let's go through that. We've obviously had a chance, and I'm in the same boat as you. I haven't been on the ice. We have some health issues in the family and at home that just make caution necessary, frankly. So my beer league has started. They've started without me in goal, which means they're probably spoiled by competent goaltending for a change. But I'm kind of with you. But what we've done is we've leaned a lot on our junior testers, the guys who are back on the ice, whether it's in goalie camps or getting ready for their junior camps. We actually, and I got to be honest, we have had now three junior A goaltenders test the CCM Access line and order it within days. So we're getting some positive feedback. Let's start with the who it's for part, the break and the flex and the fit and the feel in your mind of the CCM Axis Pro pad and sort of where it fits in, having replaced the Premier pad. And we'll get to that because it's on sale. On sale. That's a great way to come back to the Hockey Shop segment at Ingle Radio Podcast with a chance to save money. But this is a departure in a lot of ways. So talk about the similarities maybe between this and the Premier and the differences.
Yeah, I mean, it's way easier to kind of go over differences than it is similarities, other than the fact that it's got CCM slapped on it. To be honest, yeah, we basically have to start from the beginning and kind of look at this pad and look how it's kind of evolved. So basically, I mean, CCM, you couldn't put out a Premier 3 at this point. It was time for a change. It was time for them to update their pad line into what, you know, has become more of that modern style of the evolution of what we call a stiff pad. So basically, yeah, bottom line, who's this pad for? It's a very stiff pad, designed to be a lot more rigid in the butterfly, sit nice and tall. You are going to be relying on your angles and your blocking a little bit more with this to a bit of a degree. I find even when I did have a chance to test it out, and this was actually a year ago when I got a chance to try it on in the early stages, a lot of support in the butterfly allows you to sit nice and tall. A lot of rigidity in the pad, but that pays off in a nice solid seal all the way throughout.
Okay, now we're talking rigidity, but that's up from the shin through into the thigh rest cam. What's different primarily from a Premier, or especially I should say from a Premier, is that boot is different. Flatter angle, softer flex. This is not a Premier boot where it's steep angle and a stiff flex. This is a lot more like an E-flex boot in terms of angle and flex. The ability to sort of, soft's not the right word. Flex, I guess, is the right word, but it's comparable, more comparable to E-flex. In fact, the build of the core is pretty much an E-flex with a stiff. Everything stiff from sort of the shin up. It's actually a build that NHL goaltenders were able to get on custom order, but nobody else was. As you said, it's where the game is going. Flexible down low, but structure up top.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen that from other competitors, which will be another episode one other day. But that said, yeah, you're 100% correct. With that boot that's a little bit more flexible now, even in comparison to previous models, you know, i.e. the Premier and whatnot, that allows you to get over top of your shin a little bit more with your knee. That's helping you, especially in your forward crouch, any reverse VH positions, which is a hot contested topic recently. But it gives you, again, that good forward motion where if you have something too rigid, the pad will just kick itself up higher and higher on you as you try to crouch forward. This allows the pad to sit on your skate and stay there without basically hovering up in a way that you would see a lot of the stiffer, older pads that we saw in the past that used to happen quite a lot.
And this is also allows you, because of that flex, you can get a deep push, a deep flex down there, while still maintaining more connection. So you can wear it a little tighter down at the bottom, whereas a Premier was a pad that was designed to be worn pretty much loose throughout.
Correct, yeah. You're basically, the word I think we were all looking for there is connection, and the connected feel to the pad, which, you know, to me has been a big marketing point of that Axis pad itself, is that more connected feel you have, or for example, I have when I tried it out, and then I've had in previous like Premieres, or even let's rewind back to RBK days and things like that.
Well, those were pads that were designed to basically move around your leg and fit loose. This is one where still does a lot of that up top, but like as you said, and I think we're a little rusty, buddy, so it took us a while to come to that word, that connection to the pad down at the bottom that allows you to sort of play with a lot of that power and flexibility that goalies are looking for these days. Now, speed skin stock, we can talk about the graphics a little bit, but first of all, in terms of that shape, a little bit stiffer on the inside edge. It's got the speed skin. They've definitely cut some weight, thinner profile. We were amazed at how light it was. And the feedback we're getting from these junior A goalies that have tested it with us is the rebounds are stiffer because they've got the active rebound technology in the face, and the sliding is notably improved. And there's been a couple times over the years where we've had testers that, you know, frankly, weren't getting speed skin. And so they the first time in it would be our test set, and that's why they felt it slid better. But in this case, two of the junior A guys were actually guys that were in speed skin and E-flex, and they still felt a difference in how well this slid. In their minds, it's a combination of that firmer, stiffer inside edge and that thinner profile they feel speed skin and axis goes together like hand and glove in terms of that sliding.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot to cover there in what you just pointed out. And, you know, let's talk about the sliding and how and why it has improved, because the speed skin itself hasn't changed, but how the pad actually contact the ice has. The calf plate, one of the biggest important upgrades you're going to see. You know, see how CCM has actually raised and puffed out the calf plate to give a bit more stability, when a lot of times you'll see it flat. Some of their companies you've seen use shin pillows and things like that, some of which are legal, some of which are legal.
Well, most, let's be honest, the pillows are legal right up to the NHL.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean by legal versus legal. That said, what you have here now raises and changes the pressure that you're putting down onto the ice and actually alleviates some of that pressure. So in theory, there's still the same amount of surface area contacting the ice between a Premier and an Axis pad. However, what changes now is how much pressure is contacting that. So even if something's contacting, the more pressure you put down, the more resistance. If I leave up and can alleviate some of that pressure and rejig where we're at, that increases your slidability of the pad.
Rebounds, max rebound. Got the technology in it where, in terms of, they used to call it Adaprene Plus. It was Adaprene Plus, easy for me to say. That was a product, a foam that they had through Adidas. And we used to have the balls and we'd bounce them. And one ball would hit the ground and die. And the other ball would hit the ground and bounce all the way back up as high as you dropped it. That foam, the bouncy one, they put that in the face of this one to try and encourage more active rebounds, which we all know goaltenders are trying to get towards.
Correct. So max rebound debuted in the Premier 2, and now we see it in the Axis pad. Now it's max rebound plus. So it's even better. It's got a plus
thicker
sign at the end of it. Yes.
They
it's
put
thicker.
More.
It's better. It's exactly.
And yet, the pad still weighs noticeably less compared to the Premier.
That's correct. You know what? You're going to ask me exactly how much it weighs, and I'm going to be like, hey, I'll direct you to my beautiful website, which has all that information on it.
Or you could check out ingoalmag.com because it's at the top of our review as well. That's the beauty of this partnership. We both got reviews to tease. Changes on the inside, quick motion strapping kind of remains the same. We like the 3D knee stack that they've developed there. Any other features you want to call out there on the Axis pad?
Correct. So quick motion strap has gone just through a little bit of a refinement. You just see it a little bit more segmented now, so it adds a little bit more wrap, a bit more of a connected feel, what the guys were looking for, but even though still adding a little bit of rigidity, whereas on the Premier 2, you'd find it was just a soft piece of foam. Here, they've segmented some stiffer pieces of low-density foam just to get it a little bit more of a connected wrap feel to the pad. Other than that, in terms of leg channel-wise, you're looking at something that's not too unfamiliar for a CCM, you know, Premier pad, open leg channel, which is always still what they've gone with. But again, that quick motion strap is what really giving you that connected feel to the pad for sure.
Okay, so we're going to stick with the pads today. We'll save the gloves and blocker for another day. But before we kind of move on, and let's talk quickly about the graphics on the other side. Obviously, there's a printed graphic on this one as well. It's interesting because it really gives you options. You can mix and match the colors, have color on white background, or you can just blend different shades and tones of the color. And that's actually, I think you've got right now a red and black one, just two primary colors. Solid color pad crew, as our friend at the Goalnet would say. Great look. I've come around on sort of having the same colors throughout on this pad versus really mixing and matching. We went crazy with our set and tried to change everything up and just have as many different tones as we could. But the tone on tone of this graphic really pops.
So options are fantastic. However, options can be overwhelming. This is one of those pads that before you knock the graphic, sit and actually spend some time on the customizer and then make your judgment. A lot of initial feedback and even my own, like, personal reaction to the pad was like, okay, that's a lot. But after I spent some time with the customizer and found some colors that have worked really well, I really do like the tone on tone graphic, which you see on our wall and in our Source exclusive pads in particular. It seems to pop the best on the pad. But that said, like I would say, you know, especially with the addition of the UV graphics and things this year, you got to sit down, you got to play with the customizer before you judge this graphic for sure.
Yeah, we did, like, you know, we did things like green over blue, different shades of blue, things like that. And it worked. I thought ours popped, but I actually saw a lot of white based sets with just little accent colors. And then it, like you have red on red with the UV. And I think that pops actually, you know, basically I'm going to slag the job I did on the customizer. I love our pads, but when I see different ways that those graphics have been used, I think there were ways I would do it differently myself now. And that, to me, that speaks to the fact that this is a pad you can make look a lot of different ways.
I think you're missing the tire pump to me here. You know, next time you can call me, I'll design your pads for you.
Cam, I believe, is that you offering your services? People want to call you, you'll do the design for them, just give them colors or what?
Is this the time where we get to put in the phone number plug?
I think it's the time.
604-589-8299. Reach me anytime.
Okay, so that's for pad design, custom. Cam Matwiv, Hockey Shop, pad design. You mentioned Source Specs. Is there anything that you've got in terms of the axis that is specific to the store or something you chose to do a little differently than a stock pad everywhere else, or did you pretty much go with stock here?
I think I'll leave you on a bit of a cliffhanger here, because in the Pro, we've kind of put a bit of our own spin on it, but we got a whole different monster altogether for that A1.9, which is that mid-level pad, but I think that's for another day.
Okay, so we're going to save A1.9. The Pro is pretty much stock then?
That's correct. Barring a few minor things that we have switched around on a few different pads, which are all called out up on the website, but you can always give me a call to go over it.
Okay. Now, before we let you go, and we've been going a long time, because I just missed you. I wanted to talk a lot. Premiere. Every time we have something new, and normally this is February or March, we're talking about this. Instead, it's September. If you're a beer leaguer and you don't want to go full pop on the latest and greatest, if you happen to just absolutely love the Premiere 2 pad line and you're looking to save some money, sort of stock up on a couple, now is the time. Regular price, $2,000. Did I see correctly? You originally had it down to like $1,600 and now it's down to $1,400 for a Premiere 2 pad?
That's correct. Yeah. They're
sitting there. Canadian, folks. That is Canadian. That's like three cups of coffee in the US right now.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, for all you US folk, though, unfortunately, I can't ship across the border, especially when it comes to CCM. So
just, you know, a guy, somebody knows a guy at a border or something. Actually, I guess the borders are a little tougher these days. Okay. If you get paid in US funds and you live in Canada, like somebody who's talking into the mic right now, this is a hell of a deal.
There you go. That's the way to go.
How much you got left of that Premiere 2 stock?
We got a couple sets left off the top of my head. You got me, but I'm staring at a nice all-black set. It's a 33-2 right now. I know I got a couple 34 ones on the wall as well in some varying different colors.
Okay. So we have pretty much hit it all. We got the new Axis pad. We're off to a roaring start with the return of the Hockey Shop Source for Sports. Make sure you check them out at thehockeyshop.com. Back on the podcast with In Goal Radio, the podcast, and we capped it off with a sale price. Cam, home run in the first episode. I know I got a mixed metaphor with the sports there, but way to go, top shelf, all that stuff. I'm excited about this, as people can probably tell by my voice, and I've had very little sleep. Thank you very much for rejoining us. I look forward to being back in the shop every week.
Not a problem, Kevin.